You won't believe the shady charity that Ben Shapiro was associated with and what they don't tell people about all of the tens of millions of dollars they raise and what they really do with that money. Well, actually, I mean, you probably will believe it if you know anything about Ben Shapiro, but you should be aware of it. And Ben Shapiro should be ashamed of it. He should apologize. Actually, really, probably should be arrested for engaging in deceptive practices.
I appreciate that, but sure I will comfort myself tonight by sleeping on my bed made of money.
I'm sure we have an adult.
Oh.
I'm sure we have another adult subject to talk about.
Well.
Subscribe to my channel if you're new here, because this is going to be another banger, as the kids say. And check back on a regular basis, because as you will soon see, you won't find another channel like this anywhere else. And then we'll get into what Ben Shapiro has to say about the Epstein files, because that's the big talk of the town. Although people shouldn't get their hopes up, because if there was really anything there, the Democrats would have released them back last year, trying to stop President Trump from winning the 2024 presidential election. But get a load of this.
A child's life is molded by his or her home, school, friends, community. A positive experience in all those areas helps build a healthy child. Cars for Kids, that's Cars with a K, is a registered nonprofit organization that gives kids the tools to succeed in life. If you got a car that's just sitting in your driveway taking up space, you should consider donating it to Cars for Kids. You remember Cars for Kids? They're the folks with that catchy jingle, you know, 1-877 cars.
Yes, we've seen their commercials plastered all over cable news, and now Ben Shapiro is promoting them. But what could possibly be so shady about a charity helping underprivileged kids in your community? Well, stay tuned.
If you're tired of looking at that old car in your driveway or hearing your spouse complain about it, why not let Cars for Kids take care of it for you? Here's how it works. Visit their website at carsforkids.org/Ben. Let them take it from there. The whole process only takes 2 minutes. Cars for Kids will schedule a pickup at a time that's convenient for you. If you don't have a car, you can still help. Cars for Kids accepts.
I'll spare you from having to listen to any more of his whiny voice. Obviously, on the surface, it looks just like an ordinary plug. And most YouTubers, as you know, will promote any product or service basically and pretend to care about it, pretend that it's good for the money from these companies. Someone with an audience of Ben Shapiro's size likely getting $5,000 per plug. So Ben Shapiro is paid likely $5,000 just for this one plug alone. But as Paul Harvey used to say, here's the rest of the story.
The charity is under fire by the Minnesota Attorney General's office. It says between 2012 and 2014, Cars for Kids raised $3 million in the state through car donations, but less than $12,000 went to Minnesota kids.
So that's about 1/3 of 1% from the money that they raised over several years just in Minnesota alone that went to help children in Minnesota. Not even 1/3 of the money, which would be $1 million, which would still be shady as hell. Not even 1%, 1/3 of 1%. But I mean, what's next? Are we going to find that the rest of the $3 million went to help Ben Shapiro's favorite ethnic group back on the East Coast? Oh, wait, what's this?
Where does the money go? 90% of the monies donated go to a sister organization, URA, a New Jersey-based charity that operates Jewish youth summer camps in New York.
That's fine if people want to raise money for Orthodox Jews, but they need to be clear and state that's what the purpose is.
And when Ben Shapiro was shilling for this charity, he didn't mention at all that it was going to a certain ethnic group of children. He didn't say it. It didn't say it on the bottom of the screen, not even any fine print. Just an absolutely garbage, shady plug from really one of the most shady podcasters in America. When a Christian or a Catholic charity raises money to help those who are less fortunate and in need, they don't discriminate against the people who they're giving that aid to. When you hear of any Christian or Catholic charity helping the community, they're helping anyone and everyone who needs it. But what a surprise, Ben Shapiro partnering with an organization and not disclosing to the audience who it's actually benefiting, while giving the impression that it's just helping kids who are in need. No matter of what community or ethnic group or religion they may be in, once again, perpetuating the very worst stereotypes of Jewish people. Ben Shapiro is like the very worst spokesperson for Israel and for Jews. This is far worse than the email collection scheme that the Daily Wire launched earlier this year, where they claimed that it was to get a petition going to try to convince President Trump to pardon Derek Chauvin, the white police officer who was thrown in prison for years, many years, because he arrested George Floyd when Floyd had the notorious overdose. He was blamed for that. So they launched the website pardonderek.com to go and sign the petition with your name and your email address. And then they're going to present it to President Trump, trying to convince him to pardon Derek Chauvin, which, even if they would, or he would, wouldn't matter because he was indicted and convicted on state charges. So President Trump pardoning him on federal charges wouldn't get him released from prison. But the whole scheme, the whole idea behind this was to just collect a bunch of email addresses from people who wanted to support a good cause and then spam them with Daily Wire advertisements, which, it, you know, they're going to say, well, we did put the bottom of the screen in the fine print, in this tiny, tiny little fine print. By clicking here, you consent to receive emails featuring news and special offers from the Daily Wire and our sponsors. I thought the point of it was to try to get Derek Chauvin out of prison, not to get on the Daily Wire's spam list. And since I'm not a typical YouTuber, especially an unscrupulous one like Ben Shapiro, who shills shady services and garbage products for money, I promote my own products. So stay tuned because there's plenty more to come in this video. But just a heads up, Friday is the last day to order your Trump Claws knit sweaters and get them in time for Christmas. The cutoff is going to be, I think we can still pay like extra shipping and get them over the weekend, but Friday is the last day for regular shipping. Don't be a slacker. Unlike the printed t-shirt designs, this is not printed on to the shirt, to the sweater. It's woven into the actual yarn. Available in red, green, and black. Give it as a gift to someone who will enjoy it or wear it to Christmas dinner to make it extra special this year. Again, go to markdice.com or click the link in the description below and check them out. The talk of the town today are the Epstein files. Going to be released, not today, but President Trump's expected to sign the bill and schedule their release over the next month. But don't get your hopes up. It's going to be mostly a nothing burger. If there was anything in there, the Democrats would have leaked it back under the Biden administration when they had full access to those documents in order to try to stop President Trump from winning the 2024 presidential election. But everybody's talking about it. There's going to be some shady things in there. We've already heard about some of the weirdness, especially between the emails. And this is Ben Shapiro's take on it, though. It's, you know, the biggest story in the country today. Ben, one of the biggest stories really all year. But this is what Ben Shapiro's assessment of it is.
And on a list of American priorities by the polls, the Epstein-Maxwell case comes in pretty close to zero. Just on a list of priorities.
The reason why Ben doesn't like people talking about the Epstein files is because of the obvious Mossad connections, which then reflect poorly on his favorite little country. But hey, a former prime minister of Israel said that Jeffrey Epstein had no connection with Mossad or Israel's intelligence agencies whatsoever. And that's enough for Ben Shapiro to want this case to be closed.
Here is Tucker then asserting that it was actually Mossad. Again, without evidence, not a shock. Of course, this is where Tucker was going. This has become the hot speculation on the internet, is without evidence. You say that Mossad was running Jeffrey Epstein. When I say without evidence, I mean without evidence.
Oh, you mean like how the former head of the IDF visited Jeffrey Epstein's house in New York like dozens of times after everybody knew what he was into?
Naftali Bennett, the former Israeli prime minister, said, quote, "As a former Israeli prime minister, with the Mossad having reported directly to me, I say to you with 100% certainty, the accusation that Jeffrey Epstein somehow worked for Israel or the Mossad running a blackmail ring is categorically and totally false. This accusation is a lie being peddled by prominent online personalities such as Tucker Carlson, pretending they know things they don't."
Hey, you know what? It's not like a politician or the head of any particular country, especially Israel, has ever lied before. And it's not like those documents that Edward Snowden leaked from the NSA reveal that our intelligence agencies deem Israel to be one of the top spy threats against us. So there's a lot of reasons why most Americans have Israel fatigue, and that's upsetting a small clique of Israel firsters, including Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, and Ted Cruz, who recently said this at another Jewish conference.
This poison is spreading. There are pastors who love Israel who think all is fine, and my message to them is go and talk to the teenagers in your congregation. Go and talk to the 20-somethings in your congregation, because they're picking up their phone and they're watching TikTok and they're watching Instagram and they're hearing this message being driven, and it is resonating. And if you want to know...
This message being, you know, the taboo topics that would never be discussed in mainstream conservatism about Israel, about their history, about Judaism, about Jewish supremacy. You get it, right?
Illustration of this. Several weeks ago, J.D. Vance was down at Ole Miss at a Turning Point gathering, and one kid got up, asked this viciously anti-Semitic question.
The kid asked a normal question about why we're giving Israel billions of dollars a year, but the Ted Cruz, and you know, most of these Zionists, just questioning Israel is just vicious anti-Semitism. It's not just anti-Semitism. It's vicious anti-Semitism.
The most horrifying thing to me is what happened in the second later, which is the crowd erupted in applause. Not everybody. My guess is 20 to 30% of the kids there were applauding the viciously anti-Semitic question.
Because, again, if you disagree with a Jew about the best flavor of ice cream, people like Ted Cruz will call you a vicious anti-Semite. It's too late, Ted. That ship has sailed. You've already lost Gen Z. You've lost the millennials. They actually never really cared about Israel. Neither did Generation X. It was always, like, the boomers. But now that they're learning about the topics that have been censored and prevented from being discussed, since the Overton window has slowly shifted over the last few years, now we're seeing videos like this.
Everyone's always asking me, like, what's your dream job?
Churning butter for a man that doesn't support Israel. Yeah. Being barefoot in the kitchen, birthing 10 babies for a man that is godly. Bringing back the patriarchy and regressing society. Just a little bit. Making a sandwich for a man that doesn't support Israel.
So that's a young Orthodox Christian woman who goes by Christ with Callie on Instagram, who has almost 100,000 followers, okay? So it's not just some random girl who's posting videos, you know, just her small group of friends who are following her. This girl has almost 100,000, I'm sure by the end of today, over 100,000 followers. And when Ted Cruz sees this video, he's going to have a heart attack. It's captioned, "Who I Turn Into When Someone Mentions Politics." That's Nick Fuentes, Sydney Sweeney, giving that stare to that libtard who was trying to get her to apologize for the Gene ad, remember that? She's watching Candace Owens, and she's an Orthodox Christian. The Stanford Review just published this article on the Groypers. Those are the fans of Nick Fuentes. And I would be cautious about publicly declaring that you are a Groyper, because they're trying to deem that as, you know, a white supremacist term or a white supremacist follower. So you want to keep your power level down. And they're saying that 25% of the freshmen at Stanford University are Groypers, which may or may not be true, but this just shows how panicked they are. And again, they're assigning anybody the Groyper label who just isn't interested in Israel, just wants to put America first. Who cares about America? Not Ben Shapiro and this other little clique's favorite foreign country. Favorite country, rather. Also, they've estimated that 30 to 40% of young conservative staffers, okay, in the political movement in Washington, D.C., are fans of Nick Fuentes. The Zionists have even lost Kirk Cameron. A Zionist, if you've been living under a rock, are the people that fervently support ethnic Jews having the land over there in Israel. And listen, I don't care if they have their own little country over there. I don't want to hear about their border disputes. I don't want to hear about their problems. I don't want to pay for their problems. Just have a good time. Leave us out of it. But the reason this has become such a point of contention, I'll play this clip in just a moment, is because so many Christian Zionists and non-Christians, Jews, have been misinterpreting a verse in the book of Genesis and other parts of the Bible where they claim that you must support Israel, otherwise God will curse you. You must support the Jewish people, half of which don't even believe in God at all, half of which are ethnic Jews, not religious Jews. Okay, Israel is a secular country. It's not a theocracy. I'll get more into that in a moment, but here is Kirk Cameron, who starred in, like, the biggest Zionist pre-trib, which is just a garbage interpretation of theology. Pre-trib movies, the Left Behind series. Well, here's him today after he finally woke up.
We are commanded as Christians to support the government of Israel.
We are commanded to support Israel.
I know the verse that Tucker Carlson's talking about in Genesis, actually it doesn't say Israel. It says that those who bless you, Abraham, this was before Israel, will be blessed by God. And those who curse you, Abraham, will be cursed by God.
Yeah, that's in the book of Genesis, okay? Many, many years before the country of Israel was originally inhabited by the ancient Hebrew Israelites, okay?
Jesus demystifies who the children of Abraham actually are, and Paul absolutely clarifies it. For not all who are born into the nation of Israel are truly members of God's people. Well, that sounds like it contradicts what Ted Cruz just said. Being descendants of Abraham doesn't make them truly Abraham's children. It sounds like he's saying not all of Israel is really Israel just because they're Jewish. Israel didn't have a nation or a land to call their own for almost 2,000 years since the destruction of the temple in the year 70 AD. The nation of Israel was recreated through some political operatives after World War II. So in that almost 2,000-year period, what did it even mean to bless Israel or to curse Israel? There was no Israel, per se.
Absolutely correct. And most Christians, most Americans, most non-Jews, us goyim, as they sometimes call us, a derogatory term for non-Jew, would be shocked to learn that Theodore Herzl, the founding father of the State of Israel, was an atheist. Okay, not a person practicing Judaism, but he organized or started the movement going to ultimately get the country, the state of Israel, established. A not only non-practicing Jew, an atheist Jew. He wanted it as an ethnic homeland for Jews, not for a country for those who are practicing Judaism, the religion. The first prime minister of Israel, David Ben-Gurion, was not a minister of any kind. He was an atheist as well, an atheist to the core. If Israel was a Jewish country in the sense of a Jewish religious country, a theocracy, then that would mean they would be, you know, following the Old Testament or the Torah, as the Jews say. And if that were the case, which obviously it is not, I mean, that's undisputable. Okay. They certainly wouldn't have Tel Aviv being the proud gay capital of the Middle East. Because the book of Leviticus and other parts of the Bible, even in the New Testament, makes it very clear what God thinks and what God wants to happen. I'm saying you should do this, but what the biblical punishment was for those kinds of people. Here is the Jewish World Congress putting out a promotional video showing how proud they are of, well, just take a look.
I am Jewish and proud because Jews have always done what's right.
Always. They've always done what's right.
We've led the fight for gay rights. Harvey Milk fought to ban discrimination based on sexual orientation. Eddie Windsor was a leader in the fight for marriage equality. Miriam Ben-Shalom challenged the ban on gay people serving in the military.
No, they're proudly proclaiming that they were the leaders in promoting LGBTQism. But if a non-Jew, a goyim, were to say that, then they would accuse you of perpetuating anti-Semitism. You're demonizing the Jewish people, claiming that they're part of this big conspiracy to push the gay agenda. But the Jewish World Congress is here openly celebrating that. Listen, Ted, I know you mean well, but if you really want to try to stop so many people from developing a negative opinion of Jews in Israel, then you should start by firmly denouncing and opposing garbage like this in the Washington Post. Please don't wish me a Merry Christmas. It's impolite and alienating to assume I follow your religion. Written by a gyno, a Jew in name only, an ethnic Jew. And most atheists, I mean, almost every atheist, except for a certain group of people in America, around the world, celebrate Christmas, aren't offended by people wishing Merry Christmas, participate in the holiday, because it's largely a secular holiday these days anyway. It's more about Santa Claus than it is about the birth of Jesus or anything to do with religion whatsoever. But still, a certain group of people who refuses to assimilate, notoriously, into every country that they've ever lived in, And that's one thing. Listen, you don't want to celebrate Christmas. Okay, fine. You don't want to assimilate into the biggest cultural holiday around the world. Okay, fine. But stop complaining about it. Just shut up. Or garbage like this on NBCNews.com saying that there should be a war on Christmas because Jews who leave the house in December get accosted by oppressive Christmas culture. It hurts their feelings to hear Christmas music when they're shopping at the mall. They have been pushing for years, complaining about kids in school doing arts and crafts around Christmas time because many of them make pictures of Santa Claus and they are upset about that, even though the Supreme Court has ruled that Santa is not a religious symbol. The gynos over at the ADL are still upset about it and for years have been trying to bully public school teachers into not doing that anymore. People are tired of this garbage, particularly Gen Z young men and boys, because they instinctually know that this is just absolutely un-American, un-Christian, and beyond ridiculous. But speaking of Santa, you know what's coming next. The pivot into the plug, the Trump Claus knit sweaters. You gotta order them by Friday because it's a special order. And again, the design is woven into the sweater itself. It's not screen printed. Comes in red, black, or green. So be sure to get your orders in now by heading over to markdice.com or click the link in the description below. They will be woven up and then shipped out so you can get them in time for Christmas. So head on over there and check them out.